Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Jacob Coyne. He's the Executive Director of Public Affairs for the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. Thank you for joining me today, Jacob. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen, for inviting me.
Now, first of all, before we get started, I want to clear something up. In these times of political correctness, I introduced you as being from the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. Now, is that still politically correct to use that word, Indians?
It's fine. Again, our relationship with the federal government, use the term American Indians frequently, and it's part of the federal record and documents and so forth, so it's perfectly fine to use the term Indian or American Indian.
Now, give us some of the historical background of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians.
Well, San Manuel is one of 573 recognized Indian tribes by the federal government. So it's many people don't know that there are that many tribes still around and alive in these communities across the country. And San Manuel is they call themselves the Yuhaviatum. It's a clan of Serrano Indians, of which there are more than a dozen or so clans. Our homelands, the Serrano homelands, take up most of what is present-day San Bernardino County. It was a vast territory over which they exercised governance and jurisdiction at one point in their history.
And how long have they been around?
Again, since time immemorial. I mean, the reservation here was established actually by presidential executive order in 1891. So at least from 1891, they've been a recognized Indian tribe as far as the federal government is concerned.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was getting at. When were they officially recognized? And
right. And
you said 1891?
1891. Again, the aboriginal homelands of the Serrano Indians encompassed something like 8 or 9 million acres. And they got a 1 square mile piece of land for their initial reservation when they were recognized back in 1891.
Okay, what is your official role with San Manuel?
I'm the Director of Public Affairs, and my role here is to be their spokesman and communicate on their behalf with the outside world.
Recently, San Manuel hosted the YAWA Awards. Now, before you tell us about the event, tell us what the word YAWA means.
YAWA is a Serrano word that basically means to act on one's beliefs. And it's the community really thrives on making sure that whatever beliefs you hold, you should act on them. And caring for the community and sharing with others have been core beliefs of the San Manuel Serranos since time immemorial. And their program of philanthropy today is one way that they act on those beliefs. And we believe it's a good way to go.
Okay, now tell us about the YAWA Awards.
The YAWA Awards were created 10 years ago to, we have a vast network of relationships and partnerships with nonprofit groups and community organizations within the Inland Empire region as well as across the country with what we call Indian country or other Indian tribes and native nonprofits. We look to try to make an impact in addressing various social issues and economic issues and cultural issues, in these communities where we have a presence through these nonprofits. And the YAWA Award was created basically to as an outreach effort by San Manuel to recognize the good work that these nonprofits, perform. They do make some tremendous impacts with homeless populations, with hard to employ populations, with people who have social issues, maybe addictions of some kind that they're dealing with, and we wanted to recognize the incredible amount of work and time and effort that these nonprofit organizations put forth to address these very pressing issues.
Now, what nonprofit organizations actually received awards this year?
Well, we had four of them actually that received our YAWA Award. Think Together Inland Empire is one group here within our own region who provide after-school programs that help to prepare students for college and careers. Another one locally was the Path of Life Ministries. They have a homeless program, a program that deals with homeless individuals and work to empower them and get them prepared through employment programs and get them job ready and placed in jobs. And then we had two Native American groups or American Indian groups. One is called the American Indian Changing Spirits. That's a Los Angeles-based program that provides culturally relevant or culturally sensitive treatment for American Indians who are battling addictions, alcohol and drug and others, and they do, again, a tremendous job and have tremendous impacts in helping people turn their lives around. And then the fourth group that was recognized is called the Americans for Indian Opportunity. They're based in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they have a program that works with young Native American students and through what they call their ambassadors program, helping them develop leadership skills and experience interaction with various governments at different levels, state, local, you know, even foreign governments and organizations.
How did these awards get started and why?
Again, it was our way of recognizing the good work that these organizations do. You know, we understand that government resources can only go so far and to address these issues, whether they're social or economic issues, and so we have to rely on these nonprofit organizations to pick up the slack, and we feel like our network of partnerships with these organizations have been effective at addressing these issues locally as well as across Indian country.
Now, what other ways does San Manuel follow their call to Yahweh by supporting local nonprofit organizations?
Well, many of our tribal citizens here at San Manuel, you know, they sit on boards of nonprofits and donate time and as well as resources and energy to help these nonprofits succeed, and that's a significant way. We also have a tribal youth council here at San Manuel, and they mobilize themselves to, you know, with various fundraising events, car washes and things like that they then direct to help nonprofits and other, you know, organizations that need help.
Does the San Manuel support any youth type groups?
We a number of them, Boy Scouts, boys and girls clubs, a number of educational organizations that again are doing some wonderful work and helping to guide these young people towards respective futures and promising futures.
In closing, tell us something about the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians that the public may not know but should.
Well, I think what gets overlooked through all of these conversations is the fact that San Manuel is a government. And like all other governments, they have a responsibility to maintain an infrastructure within their jurisdiction or their reservation, as we call them. And they have a responsibility to, like any other government, to secure long-term, reliable, and diverse revenue resources. And we endeavor to do that on a daily basis.
Okay, Jacob Coyne, Executive Director of Public Affairs for the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. Thanks for joining me today, Jacob. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen, for this opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.